Hi, I'm Connie Newman. Here's Adam Glenn in conversation with Samantha Rodick
from the Transportation Options Network for Seniors. And, of course, the idea of keeping people moving as we age is hugely important. And transportation should always be accessible.
Accessibility is one of those areas that affects everybody. And we know as we look at the aging spectrum, older adults are often more likely to need at some point an accessible form of transportation. Accessibility really is for everybody, and we need to put accessible transportation as a big priority in our city because we focus on making the built environments more accessible. We look at making people's lives more accessible on a day-to-day basis. But one of the biggest barriers that people currently experience within our city is the fact that not all forms of transportation are equitable, and especially those transportation that are accessible, not all of them are equitable for people. It shouldn't matter a person's ability. Individuals should be allowed to move freely and remain actively engaged in their communities. Accessible vans are an important option for people with mobility challenges and those who no longer drive. It helps people, eligible riders, get to work, get to medical appointments, participate in recreation. It literally helps people live on a day-to-day basis. So why are we not making accessible transportation one of the biggest priorities? Because something can happen to each and every one of us tomorrow that puts us in a position that where we may need accessible transportation. And that's how oftentimes people become isolated in their home.
That was Adam Glenn in conversation with Samantha from Transportation Options Network for Seniors. I'm Connie Newman. Remember, knowledge is power.